Listening to the Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right. 8 o'clock tonight is the debate. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Right here, we'll start covering it. 6 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. it gets going Central. Find it at Infowars.com/show, band.video, in the live show feed area, and at Real Alex Jones. Watch the debate right here and share it like the future depends on it, because it does. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Roxanne in Florida. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. You are a hero in my book, and I thank you for everything you've done all these years. The first thing I'd like to say, I cannot wait to watch with you guys tonight. I hope that they make Tama Chameleon explain why she's running as if she wasn't part of the incumbent, and explain the last 3.5 years that they have done so much to deteriorate this country.
I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad you called, because I'm up here saying what you ought to say. That's front and center. You keep talking about change. You wrecked what I did, what American people did. You've been in power for over 3.5 years, and you should call her your Kamala, the chameleon. Kama chameleon. You ought to say, Kama chameleon. Oh, my God. You ought to call her that.
Yeah,
Kamala. They call you
the
chameleon. Yeah. Who really are you, Kamala? He should say, who are you, Kamala? Tell everybody who you really are, Kamala.
So my question, though, is it's really kind of immigration related. What I do not understand, 200 plus years, people have been watching our country with our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our freedoms by law, and yet so many people are just immigrating here for freedom. You know, do they not realize they outnumber their establishment by like hundreds and thousands to one? And if they would just demand their own Bill of Rights, that they want free speech, they want, you know, the right to bear arms to defend themselves.
Well, let's be clear.
I'm
listening. I was thinking about something. Let me be clear. Mexico is the richest country now in Latin America. It used to be Venezuela and Argentina. But the Mexicans have had a bunch of revolutions. They at least want freedom. And it's Spain ran it, and then the Germans, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So they've got some history of wanting some basic rights. But you talk about people fleeing Venezuela after 30-something years of communism, or places, or El Salvador, that's better now there, but they're bad people are here. They've emptied their prisons into us. It's women alone, women with children that are desperate. Or it's military-age men that'll come in and be controlled by the gangs the Democrat Party at the end of the line control, that the Justice Department protects. And so you say, don't they realize they're here to get whatever amount of money and power they can get and to vote exactly how they're told. So they're not like immigrants from Italy or immigrants from Japan or immigrants from Russia or immigrants from Scotland or Ireland or, you know, areas that came here because they really wanted freedom. They're being brought in, brainwashed for up to 6 months at UN NGO camps, indoctrinated, given free credit cards, given free phones, given $3,000 a month, bare minimum. In New York, it's like $9,000. In Illinois, it's $9,000 a month per person. You can't make it up. The first year, then they cut it back to get them here. But now we're finding, and this has come out in the news, that people brought in 3.5 years ago by Biden have now been basically completely cut off. Now, like a citizen, they get a few hundred dollars a month in food stamps. And so they get them here, they get them indoctrinated, they get them embedded, and then they're now withdrawing the free goodies. So they entice them here and then take the goodies away generally within 3 years. So that's even more dangerous because most of them never get jobs, which again will create a time bomb in the future of civil unrest. That makes sense?
Oh, I've already told my parents to be ready for that. I said, when that stuff gets cut off, there's going to be a lot of problems.
And that's the thing.
I'm
the
so
globalists
glad I don't live in a big city.
Let me give you another number. The UN, the IMF, the World Bank all have numbers, but the Pentagon has the same numbers. Okay. When food and energy hit 50% anywhere in the world on average, massive civil unrest, civil war, and just insanity, the higher you get, you hit 60% Arab Spring. Okay. Well, so they know this. So anytime they want, they just throttle back the goodies. There's no jobs for these people, and they will explode. So they administratively can just cut the goodies, and these people will explode. And so they've put a time bomb here, or like a hand grenade around our neck, that they can just detonate whenever they want. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? A lot of it, though, like what happened in Canada and other countries, no free speech. If the common people would demand they get a Bill of Rights and realize they're the ones in the real power because there's so
many
more
of them. Well, they are. They are. Trudeau got 20% of the vote. But he used parliamentary power to stay in control, and he is trying to outlaw speech. God bless you. Great points. Yeah, I mean, look. It's in sociology papers. I played the clip last week of the head of the vaccine program in Texas and Houston saying, white people are the ones telling everybody to revolt, not follow orders. They won't take the shots. We got to get rid of the white people. And she's white. Now, that's a boiling it down, dumbing it down. But if you want to know about the South or you want to know about Texas, it was mainly founded by Scots and Irish and folks. And that goes back to England being mad at them for always rebelling. So America, and it goes back to 1776, had that revolutionary spirit that you've had in Scotland and Ireland and places. And that's seen by the historians as a problem. And that if you get rid of this Magna Carta that came out of England, you know, 1,100 years ago or 900 years ago, excuse me, if you get rid of that, the globalists want worldwide tyranny and to control people through resources. So you can't have the West with freedom and liberty and people aspiring to it. You've got to get rid of that, and then you're under global corporate rule. That's why we've got to be destroyed. But it's got to be done in an orderly collapse with the globalists posing as the saviors so we don't know what hit us. That's why this show and others are so critical, so people understand what's happening. And then we can unbrainwash people that have been brought here, a lot of them. But Haiti is admittedly the most dangerous, insane, failed society on earth. And I feel sorry for those folks. And the Clintons made it even worse. But now it's a totally failed state. And they're trying to bring millions of them here. And they're almost all military-age men. And they are whacked out. And the government's like, we don't arrest them. Sanctuary city, they have cars. They're being taught, do whatever you want, however you want, like the police officer in Aurora we played last week. He goes, yeah, I had, you know, guy for double homicide, top suspect. We let him go, sanctuary city. It's the law. Well, your little local law doesn't trump the Constitution and state laws, but they're doing it. So we need Trump to outlaw sanctuary cities, send in the federal marshal, send in the National Guard, and we got to deport these military-age men. And if they pull guns on the military, we're going to kill them. And I'm against getting rid of posse comitatus. I'm against troops on the streets for citizens. But when you've got giant invasion forces, they call it a racist name. It's not racist at all. It's what they called someone that just came across the border and swam it, a wetback, meaning they're illegal. Then it becomes a pejorative. But type in Eisenhower Operation Wetback. And there were millions of illegals here, and gangs were forming, and there were problems. And so he deported over 1.5 million people in just 6 months, Operation Wetback. Okay? And it's real simple. And the media are like, Joel said the word wetback, blah, 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 blah. They take terms that our people use, and then they say it's hateful. Then some people use it to be hateful. I don't use it as hateful. It's a historic thing I'm quoting. That's just type in President Eisenhower. There it is. The largest mass deportation in American history, History Channel. I said over a million. See, I have a good memory. As many as 1.3 million people may have been swept up in Eisenhower-era campaign called Operation Wetback. There you go. And again, the media acts like that's racist. That's knowledge. That's the name of it. That's what happened. Their Baquero program. All right, let's go ahead now. And because if a country doesn't control its borders, you think you go to Mexico and try to stay? I like going to Puerto Vallarta. I like going to Cancun. They're some of the nicer, safest places. Great people, great food, great culture, beautiful beaches. I mean, my God, Puerto Vallarta is just like, whoa. Looks like Hawaii. I'm thinking about it right now. Like, take me to Puerto Vallarta. And when you get there, they hand you a form you fill out, how long you're there and where you're staying. And you get in trouble if you don't have that form when you come back. And if you stay an extra day or two, because I did it once in college, the hotel calls, the manager comes to your door and says, I noticed you booked two more days. Mr. Jones, you changed your plane ticket. You have to get on the telephone or you got to go down back to the airport. And I had to go back to the airport and fill out forms and get bitched at, or I was going to be deported. And they had guys with machine guns standing there. You think the Mexicans put up with this crap? No, they let them come in now, the illegals, and Mexico buses them all the way up to us. We need to slap a tariff on Mexico doing that. And I'm a tourist. They're spending money and they're ready to throw me out because they're trying to control their country. Because if you don't, it's going to collapse. Sean in New Mexico, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, hey, my girlfriend and I, we both love your show.
Well, love you too, brother. What's on your mind?
We wanted to talk about the illegals because you were talking about how New Mexico had so many illegals. I live in New Mexico. It's horrible down here.
Yeah, the last time I was in New Mexico, I decided to drive. It was a business trip. People wanted to meet with me, and I hadn't seen it in a while, so I drove by myself. And, like, you get out of the gas station at night, and there's, like, crazy homeless people, whacked out of their brain, which is true. Native Americans, not all of them, you know, that's what's there. And illegals running around. It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah, it is wild. I mean, you go to a hotel, too. It's like Mexico Central. They're like, no, hello, how are you? You know what I mean? They just go, you know, they just go crazy. They, you know what I mean? They have, you know, they're all speaking in, you know, their own language. You know, you wonder, are they talking about me? No, but really, the illegals are so bad. I'll just have an Uber driver, and they'll be, you know, you can't verify that they're illegals and stuff, but you know, if they don't speak English, you mean you might as well consider them one, right?
Well, that's the good ones that speak English, and again, most of Mexicans get jobs. Right. So that's my, and I'm not trying to say we have no border to Mexico, but that's not really. I mean, most of the people coming across now are not Mexican. You know that, right?
Right.
They're from Haiti, or they're from the Middle East, or they're from, and they're no education and don't even know how to wipe their ass.
And you see a lot of them. I'm sorry to say it, but they're like animals. They're crazy.
I hear you, brother, and I appreciate your call. Well, that's what, like, I saw Owen play a clip yesterday that I didn't have of people in Springfield, Ohio. And this guy, like, the Haitians live there, they live there, they live here. I decided to go see if I get some, well, he's like an auto mechanic. I'm going to play the whole clip, but I decided I was going to go down and get some free stuff. They told me they gave me $75 a month. They get $3,000, $1,000, and it's all true what he's saying is I've looked at the news. So imagine you're a Haitian. They all got new phones, nice cars, nice clothes, and then the locals are like, well, I want some of that free stuff. Black people, white people, you name it, are pissed off. And, like, while they're talking, there's just Haitian men walking around everywhere. He's like, yeah, all my neighbor's chickens are missing now. And meanwhile, the media's like, it's a lie. No one's eating your chickens. Yeah, right. You take some Haitians right off the boat and stick them next door to you. Oh, my goodness. Let's move quicker here. Lauren in North Carolina, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Loren, and I cannot wait to meet you. We are coming to the VIP to see you with Tucker Carlson, and I've been listening since 2000, so I'm so excited to meet you. I have a lot to say, so I'm going to say it quick. I'm going to save my reviews for the 6 products that we take of yours at the end so that you'll have to listen to this. First of all, I wanted to tell you that aluminum isn't only for weather modification. It happens to also be an adjuvant for vaccines. Has anyone ever possibly? Hickory is the most conservative part. Hickory, North Carolina, District 10 is the most conservative district in North Carolina. I had 2 mail carriers tell me after the 2020 election that they were told by their supervisor to dump any ballots in neighborhoods that would appear to be Trump supporters and from homes with Trump supporter signs. That is another way that they're going to try to take this election. Thirdly, my husband is that one pediatrician who wasn't fired from his job. He willingly said, "I would rather deliver pizza than harm a child," started a new practice, Hickory Pediatric Wellness, and we are doing great now. I wanted to let you know he is the only pediatrician who actually left on his own accord, thanks to you, and we are doing fabulous. We don't make our moms vaccinate. We don't fire patients for not vaccinating, and we just love you to death.
Well, that's awesome. People say they can't find a doctor that won't push poison shots in their kids. That's not true. You can use a search engine. You should Google work, but you have to do deeper searches, use alternative search engines. But you can type in doctors in your area that do not force inoculations on children. Pediatricians in your area that are not pro-vax will also find it, or who will not make you vax. They get massive amounts of money for the, you know this, you do this as a business, for the more kids they inject. They have bounties on your children. So people need to find those good doctors and support them. You want to plug your husband's practice?
Sure. We have a wait list, but we go through it for the newborns. We go out of our way to help the newborns. So it is HickoryPediatricWellness.com.
HickoryPediatricsWellness.com. And listen, let me say something about Tucker.
Not with an S, just a pediatric. HickoryPediatricWellness.com.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
Got it. It's one of the bigger stadiums they've gotten for Reading, Pennsylvania on the 23rd. That is now a little less than 2 weeks away. They think it probably will sell out, but there's still some of the floor tickets left, and there's still some of the other tickets left. The VIP has sold out. I think they're going to try to expand it. I really look forward to meeting you. You have to understand, Tucker's already doing it, but he plans to take the funding from this and start a whole network with other hosts and all this stuff, but he needs funds to do it. I know the inside baseball, because he's not a big guy about accepting sponsors, but he's using this to expand what he's doing. It's going to be amazing. Also, Jack Posobiec, they've been having surprise guests, is going to be there, not just myself as the main speaker with Tucker. There's going to probably be some other surprise guests, so believe me, it's also key for the campaign. Bring your phones, video it, share it. He's going to post it. It'll go viral. It'll get tens of millions of views. Very special event. Go to TuckerCarlson.com, and right there on the front page, at least when I checked yesterday, just put up TuckerCarlson.com's front page, see if it's still there. They have all of the events. Some of them are selling out, so be sure and get on that now. You go to the front page of TuckerCarlson.com, and you can find it all right there. Let's scroll down. There's Tucker Carlson with Dan Bongino. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tucker Carlson with Megyn Kelly, Kansas City, Missouri, Tucker Carlson with Charlie Kirk, Wichita, Kansas, Tucker Carlson with Larry Elder and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Tucker Carlson with Jesse Kelly, Rosenberg, Texas, on the 20th, Tucker Carlson live with Kid Rock in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tucker Carlson live with J.D. Vance, Hershey, Pennsylvania, the Grant Center, Tucker Carlson with Alex Jones, Reading, Pennsylvania. And it goes on, Tucker Carlson with Roseanne Barr, Fort Worth, Texas. Tucker Carlson with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Greenville, South Carolina. Tucker Carlson with John Rich, Sunrise, Florida. Tucker Carlson with Donald Trump Jr., Jacksonville, Florida. And more. These are basically campaign events for Trump and America. So, TuckerCarlson.com. I want to see you in Pennsylvania. If you're in a surrounding state, it's going to be amazing. And I intend to also go out and try to interview some of the crowd. I advise them they ought to go longer than 2.5 hours and bring up questions from the audience. That's what people love, but it's really successful, and they're just building and building, getting bigger and bigger. I told in Reading they were going to have some of the seats in the top open and all on the ground. Now they're opening up more seats because what they were going to do sold out, but it's still all great seats, and I look forward to seeing you there. It's a good chance it will totally sell out, so if you want to get tickets, I'll get them now at TuckerCarlson.com. All right, let's go to more callers. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding. Always love to hear from you.
Thank you very much, Alex. Just a quick comment on tonight's debate, and I'd like to cover the July 13 attempt on President Trump. First of all, tonight's debate, there's only one major point that I can expect from Kamala Harris, which is a two-word repeat of convicted felon, and convicted felon. So I don't think there is much else that she can bring to the equation. And I believe from the point of view of a cognitive psychologist would be that I would let her talk and feel that she's getting ahead somewhere, because she has cognitive dissonance as soon as she get that she covers up with that.
And he should say to her, that was by a kangaroo court. You're a convicted felon for child trafficking in the eyes of the people because you did it, witch.
Well, did you ever hear of a kangaroo court indicting somebody of innocence? No. They never. No.
Trump, when he calls him a felon, should say, funny, the head of public affairs for the Southern District of New York says it was all politically motivated and I'm innocent.
That's right. Correct. Now, concerning July 13th, there was something very important, very significant that has gone unnoticed. Number one, it was mentioned that Crooks apparently had prepared to repeat the assassination attempt, as was with John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy. So from the perspective of his aiming the rifle at his rear, the back of his head, towards the rear right temple, occipital area, then he... That possibly is what saved President Trump, because he moved his head slightly and
well, that's right. A real killer would have shot center of mass and wouldn't have missed. I mean, that's well
correct.
Known. You get the kill shot, you don't go over the head.
Yeah, but the kill shot in this instance, to me, was attempted. And so I call the whole incident JFK 2, because I believe that's what the intent was, to have a repeat of the assassination of a president in a very public arena in the following pattern, which so echoes that of the John F. Kennedy assassination. You remember that...
admitted. He, according to what they've released, he was also into the column. He was also into Sandy Hook and Adam Lanza. See, I didn't kill the kids, folks. It's made up. They basically imply, like, you hear Sandy Hook, you think Alex Jones, it's just brainwashing of the public. He wanted to repeat the Kennedy assassination. Key point.
And there was a pattern that developed prior to the assassination attempt, which is not being discussed. The pattern was one which was begun on January 2024 by Alex Soros after the World Economic Forum, where he actually called for, you know, president stuff must be stopped at all levels and he at all effort, and had a picture of a $40-something and a shot through a glass. And that was the beginning of what became a campaign, repeating and repeating over and over, that we have to stop him at all.
Yeah, the headline, if you want to pull it up, is, did Alexander Soros issue a veiled threat to Trump? And it's a windshield shot through, and then $47 spread out, saying kill,
exactly.
Saying kill 47.
Exactly. Yeah, and that
pattern... Which means stop him from becoming 47.
Yeah, and that pattern of pre-leading to the assassination repeats with President Kennedy. If you remember, everyone who was a teenager remembers the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. But do you know that media was calling, denigrating him with posters even on walls, asking to put him out even on November 22nd?
No, I agree. So you're saying they're going to really try to kill Trump again?
Well, the fingerprints are the same all over. Headshot.
Hold on, Carlos. I got to go to break. Stay there. I want you to finish your point. Then Joe, Charles, and Tanner. And who's Maria Z is hosting the fourth hour, then Owen Schroyer. And then basically live coverage of the debate's already begun. But 6 p.m. we'll launch a new stream that says, watch the Harris-Trump debate live here with analysis by Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and other special guests. And then that's the feed you share everywhere. And all the other feeds for my show, everything, at 6 p.m. will end. The War Room will end. I want this feed on The War Room. I want it on American Journal. I want it on The Alex Jones Show. We'll put archives of the show up. You'll get that. But I want all the ongoing live feeds that loop after the show's over for a day. I want everything. The Infowars.com/show, house feed, the network feed. I want everything. Every stream turned to the live debate. So you can share it from Infowars.com/show, band.video, or Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones on X. I didn't plug, but like once today for 30 seconds. I need your support. We've got great products. That's how we fund the operation, plus their amazing products. Infowarsstore.com. 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 Check out the Infowars MD line of products, the CBD gummies and tincture, the 1,000-milligram vitamin C and other combos, the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and get Next Level Financial Energy about to sell out at drjonesnaturals.com. Go now, drjonesnaturals.com.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.